The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Grow connects you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights and weekends. There are no subscriptions, no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/try now today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/try now. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Luca was on fire tonight. 31 points, 6 of 8 from 3, 10 rebounds, 8 dimes. And the last two threes, dagger time, he hit the winning three with 0.1 left on the clock as the Mavs beat the Celtics 110-107. Luka getting involved. Interesting. The Nets won tonight at 7-0. What's the matter, Carver High?
Nothing. When we get time, we got to go back to the Celtics maybe at some point in this hour, because I'm tired of listening to how great the Celtics are. With that loss tonight, Scotty, they are now under 500. 15-16. Nobody ever says, you say it all the time, nobody ever says a bad word about Brad Stevens. The Celtics are supposed to be one of the best teams in the East, and they have absolutely sucked for at least a month, and now they're a game under 500, 31 games into the season. That's awful.
Yeah, but they never, you're right. We always talk about it. Brad Stevens, the Teflon Don, he never gets blamed for anything ever. They'll blame the cleaning lady before they'll blame him. Danny Ainge takes the fall on the sword all the time. It's my fault. I put the team together. Brad Stevens right now can't coach his way out of a wet paper bag. And, you know, he's another one they've tabbed a genius, you know. Meanwhile, what's he got to show for all of his genius in Boston besides, you know, nothing? Absolutely Pharrell and nothing. He's got nothing. What does he have? Oh, he's got two guys in the All-Star game. Congratulations. He got no rings. What's he doing? What's he doing? Nothing. All I hear about is how great he is. He's just the greatest coach ever. Well, how are they doing right now? I thought they'd win that game tonight. I really did. By the way, in the Nets win, it's funny. I'm watching the game tonight, and they're playing Iman Shumpert and Robertson, right? And Andre Robertson. They got him for defense, and they got Shumpert. They picked him up off the scrap heap. And they had Noah Vonley, another guy they needed a big, and they picked him up out of the recycle center. And how about this? They're going to waive all three of them. And now, like, they're going to waive all three of them. Now, Vonley barely played 2 minutes since he's been there. But they were playing Shumpert and Robertson tonight in the game. Not only that, Shumpert, they were talking about, oh, look, he came in the game. He was in the game 30 seconds, and he hit a shot. They're like, that's his first basket back in a couple of years. The guy looks great. He's worked his ass off to get back. He's this, he's that, and now he's waived. I mean, they're getting rid of all of them. Like, are you kidding me? Like,
are they clearing out space? Are they going to be one of the teams that maybe goes after Boogie?
They must be doing something because they got rid of all three of them. They're up to something. They're up to no good. I got to tell you, though, watching them is unbelievable. They are something else. Seven in a row. They're, I can't even get it right. Like, they're literally like something like 11-3 or something against the West. They just won every game on the West Coast trip. Then they come home, they let fans in the building at the Barclays tonight for the first time and at the Garden, and then they went out and kicked ass and took names and beat the Kings. All they do is win now. They're going to win the East. We welcome in our radio affiliate, Sirius XM Channel 204 on satellite radio, Mightier 1090 in San Diego near Tijuana, do ya wanna? And then Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline, USA, Armed Forces Radio all over the world, hoorah, soldier, hoorah. For all on the bench, I'm Pharrell with Carver High tonight. So, you know, I was looking at it before. And that's the thing. I wish I could actually pull up those numbers. They're so unbelievable. And it's not about their seventh straight. I knew that. But there was other numbers. And how about Bruce Brown tonight? I think he's awful. He had 29 points. He didn't even know he had that kind of game. The win streak 7, franchise record with 9 straight wins over the Western Conference, 11-3 against the West this season, so I'm right about that. And their 9th win in 10 games at the Barclays Center. I mean, Carver High, you have to admit, they're the deal in this town now. They are the featured attraction. They are the entree of choice.
I mean, they're obviously the best team, but I've got to tell you, like, obviously, we talk about them from a national perspective. We talk about every team, you know, still you walk around the city. I mean, people don't care about the Nets. I mean, it's great for when you're talking NBA because it is fascinating having those three guys on one team, but it's just crazy how they generate, Scotty, zero buzz in the New York area. They're never on the back page of a paper. Nobody cares. And they've got three of the best players in the world on their team. It's wild.
Do you really believe that now that one cares about the Nets?
Nobody cares. The Knicks losing to the Warriors tonight will be on the back page before the Nets winning tonight. It always will. Randall making the All-Star team will be on the back page before the Net win.
Yeah, but I get the papers, right? And I've seen the Nets on there a lot since they got Durant and Harden. And Kyrie together, and the fact that they're winning, I've seen a lot, and their ratings are going through the roof on YES. I'll give you the other deal tonight. All kinds of upsets in college basketball. Oklahoma lost to Kansas State, for Christ's sakes. All right, Pharrell on the bench with you, 844-843-6879 to get on. And Texas and Kansas are going to overtime. I think Kansas hit a shot to tie it up. They were down 2, and I'm pretty sure they hit a shot to tie it and send it to overtime in Austin. So they're underway now, and it's just been a crazy night, to be honest with you, in college basketball, frankly. I mean, everybody and their brother, frankly, it seemed like got upset, right? Michigan State beat Illinois. You know, Kansas was kicking Texas ass at halftime, and then they let Texas back in the game, and then they were actually losing and then tied it late. As far as everything else, Georgia beat up on LSU, and I told you the Michigan State win 81-72 over Illinois. The big one for me, the surprise for me was Oklahoma losing in Manhattan. That was, you know, my favorite play was Oklahoma tonight. I cannot believe, Carver High, that they lost to Kansas State, who's god-awful, and they beat them in Manhattan. I told you, bad things happen there. I got the crabs there.
That's an awful loss. That's an awful loss for the Sooners. I mean, Kansas State is so bad, and you just can't – you got to be careful when you go into the Little Apple. Got to be careful.
Missouri lost in Columbia. I didn't see that coming.
Jeez, talk about another team. Talk about another team that's just absolutely –
they're done. They're
you know, going on fumes into tournament time. I mean, a team you want to fade in 3 weeks, Missouri, who has just been awful for about a month now. They stink. Losing at home to Ole Miss. I mean, honestly, losing at home to Ole Miss.
Yo, your girlfriend's ugly, bro.
It's embarrassing.
You're going to Mizzou. Your girlfriend's ugly, man. I mean, listen to Carver High. Go fade their ass. Fade away. There's got to be a song like that.
They suck.
Who did a song like that? Pearl Jam, maybe? Something. I know.
Maybe. I'm sure there was some modern fade. Rock band.
There had to be a fade.
Stained did a fade. Stained had a song called Fade.
We're friends with the guy. What's his name? The guitar player? Mike Moschak or something?
Yeah, Mushak. Mike Mushak.
Mushak. He's been on the show. How badly do I butcher names on a regular basis now? Like, pretty much it's been going on for like, but 50-50, but like, it's been going on for like 10 years since you've known me.
Yeah, at least.
There's been a lot. I'm like the Sam the Butcher. Did you hear me today? What did I call her? What's her name? Irene Shelbourne? What did I call her?
Irene, yeah.
Irene.
Elena. Or Elena. I think it was Elena. Elena Shelbourne.
I called her two names. I had two bad names, and I was serious. Like, I had no idea. And then, like, a lot of times we'll butcher them. Now, people are saying right now, you know, this isn't funny. We are not sitting here listening to this guy actually trying to condone mispronouncing people's names. You know, we're running a legitimate operation here.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
We are not going to have it. We are just simply, we don't have time. We are not having it. Know that. So whatever he's doing on there, on the radio, shut it down. Shut it down
Lighten
now.
Up, Francis.
He's butchering names. He's doing that whole Sam the Butcher routine again. I mean, to tell you.
Hey, we got names, you know?
I'm sure you do. And I bet they're very nice names. I might even learn them.
Did you see all the hockey games I got wrong tonight?
Hockey was tough tonight. I got to tell you, I also had just a miserable, miserable night. I was with you. I thought the Devils, who lost a couple games over the weekend to Buffalo and to Washington, Buffalo playing last night against the Islanders. I thought the Devils at home would get that done. I mean, they were awful tonight. Got down 3-0 in the third. Just a miserable performance. Montreal loses to Ottawa for the second time in a row. I mean, God, they stink right now, too.
They suck. They suck.
Only one I got right was the Penguins.
Suck. They can't suck at a time when you can't suck. They're sucking right now, and that's the deal. So let me ask you this question, something more important. You did get the Penguins game right, and that was a great game, by the way. The Penguins were up, and then the Capitals tied it, and then they went to overtime, and Kapanen scored from the left slot on a beautiful two-on-one break, and boom, I think it was Bluger and Kapanen, of all people. Because, you'd think I'd be saying Malkin and Crosby. Malkin actually scored a goal in this game. I almost fell over.
He actually showed up tonight. He was on the score sheet. I couldn't believe it.
But the question I have for you is, now that fans are allowed back in some of these arenas in small doses, right? Mm. Are you going to hit the barn, Carver High?
No, no, I'm not.
Why not? Oh, you're afraid of the Hanta.
Look, I'm not, I've got a, 8-day old, or I'm sorry, almost a 2-week old son here at the house. Yeah, there's just not going to be any trips to the barn, for me this season. That's not going to happen.
When was the boy born? What day was it
again? 2 weeks on Friday. So Friday the 12th, he was born. So this Friday will be 2 weeks.
This Friday's 2 weeks, so 2-week-old baby at home, and you just can't go to the barn.
No, I won't be at the barn. I'm hoping that I'll be at the new place, the stable, which will open up in October, God willing. The UBS
Arena. Is that the nickname it's got already? Is the stable?
We got a few guys.
Oh, it's at a horse track.
It's at Belmont Park. Yeah. So from barn
is
to
that
stable.
Why you called it the stable?
From the barn to the stable.
But the barn has nothing to do with horses out in the middle of Long Island.
I know.
But the new
my
one
buddy
does.
Came up with that. My buddy who makes shirts, he came up with that.
Do you think you'll have sexual relations in the stable? When it opens, that it's going to be so nice that you'll like go into one of the suites or something and lock the door and it'll be on. You'll just have you might have another baby.
No, well, that's definitely not happening. There'll be none of that. I told you already.
Did you get that sewn up already, Carver?
Not yet. It's something that will be taken care of within the next couple months. It has to be done.
You know that if you do it, it smells like chicken. If she does it, you don't have anything to worry about. That's what I say. Like, if you're going to cooperate with that and do it, then God bless you. So be it. And so it is. And so, but if you have to do it, just know that there is it reminded me of actually being in the Caribbean, like around the jerk chicken stands and like, Jamaica and stuff. Like, you smell the chicken burning.
Love,
it's the same kind
jerk
of concept.
Chicken. Great jerk
chicken.
The
jerk chicken barbecue smell, like the real good jerk chicken barbecue smell, that's about the smell you're going to get when you go in to get that done. And they go and they cut you off at the
Well, the I think they do it. I mean, everything is laser now. I mean, everything is done, the technology these days, I'm sure. I haven't done a lot of research here yet. But I have to imagine that with technology now, I'll be okay.
They're gonna zap your ass. I'm telling you, be careful when you sleep. Sleep with one eye open, clutching your pillow tight. All right, give me some Metallica. So Texas 73-72 over Kansas with 12 seconds left in overtime. Pharrell, they're coming out of a timeout, so I got to see the end of that game. And then the NBA game, I think, is tied. And I'll get into that after I see this go by. I do have to say, though, Carver High, that your boy, Julius Randle, who we've been running it up for on the bench and on coast to coast, running it up the flagpole. He got into the All-Star game as an East reserve. That is a beautiful thing. That guy deserved to go. And I'm also happy for Zach LaVine of the Bulls. I think he's an absolute freak. Vucevic got in as well. He's another guy that just absolutely pours it in. Look at Texas missing the free throws. They're down 2, Kansas with 10 left, and they got the rock. Going to the 10. Oh, the guy dropped the ball, and it went out of bounds, and he had a layup all by himself. Wilson, you loser. Oh, my God. He was all alone for the game-tying layup. Nobody within 5 feet of him, and he rolled the ball out of bounds under the basket instead of cupping it and scooping it in for a layup. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Did you see that, Carver High?
Embarrassing.
You know, that is just terrible. And are you going to tell me that no one touched him? He just lost it. He lost his mind. He knows it. He's like got his hands in his face. He's pulling his hair. He just called his mom. He called his mommy. Oh, my God. I love you. Texas misses another free throw. So, at worst, if the kid makes the second free throw, they'll be down three with 5 seconds left. They got to run it up the court.
Plenty of time.
A three. And they
don't let that
keep
kid
it
run
out
it up.
Of Stone Hands. Don't let that Stone Hands touch it.
Don't throw it to Stone Hands.
No. Stone Hands has the ball right now out of bounds. He's going to inbounds it. There's a timeout. What I would do if I'm Bill Self right now is get him out of the game. He cannot be trusted to touch the ball again at all. Zero. I watched a game the other day with Texas over the weekend where Jones, their big young, like super young center, he's like brand new on the scene, whatever, unless I'm mistaken, right? They got two Joneses. One got in a fight. The other one's the tall, skinny center. The tall, skinny center, he's another one with the – he's got the doofus hands. Your boy, they must have thrown him like five layup dunk loops in the air and on the ground and straight into his belly, and he dropped all of them.
You blew it!
Don't hedge. You can't be trusted either. Meanwhile, they got him in the game. I wouldn't give him the ball either. Don't let Wilson touch it. Don't let Jones touch it the other way. Texas doesn't need to worry. They're up three. There's five left. Kansas is either going to go down, get a good look, bury a Trey Pop, or they're going to lose. You morons! It would be even better if they got fouled and won, Mother Farella. Woo! Here they go. Wilson's got the ball in his hands. Oh, no. Oh, he's going to turn it over. Are they going to call a foul, shooting foul? They called a foul, I think, on the ground. I don't think he was shooting. I think he shot it after. Your boy Stonehands not coming through again. But now there's three left, and they got to inbound it, I think. They're not getting any kind of free throws. Well, I think they're both in the bonus. Texas in the double bonus. Kansas in a bonus, so he's going to get the 1-1 at the very least, right? He's 7 of 10 free throws. He's got 16 in the game. But remember, he had the game-tying layup all alone, by himself, nobody around him, and he rolled the ball out of bounds off of his, like, hands. He just rolled it like a bowling ball out of bounds, going in for the tying layup.
But what the bleep are you doing, dude?
What are you doing, dude? What are you doing? Now, as a teammate, Carver High, of his, do you just eat it? And then he misses the 1-1. This kid, I blame him for everything. After the game, I'm the guy in the locker room that says, listen, I just want you to know, I still love you, but you massively suck tonight. You morons! I mean, Carver High, what would you say to the guy that just cost you the game? You're the captain. You're the captain. You say nothing and act like nothing happened and you're invisible to it. And you absolutely just...
Where's the game tonight? Are they at Fog Allen or are they at Austin?
They're on the road in Austin and they were up like 15 at the half or something. They blew it and then he missed the layup and the 1-1. He had to make the 1-1. And then miss the second and get a shot off to tie it. And so Texas did the right thing by fouling him. And I just thought, Wilson, I got to be honest, whenever he had the ball at the end of the game in the last minute of overtime, whenever he had the ball, literally the plague showered over Kansas. It just, the black plague showered them with his bad luck, black plague. He's the black plague diner.
Yeah, I'd make him walk home. Like, you can't get on the bus. You can't. You just find your own way. Find your own way home, dude. Find your own way. Seriously.
I'm going to sleep with your girl. Because I'll be home in an hour. You're walking. I'll see you in the morning.
Pull up your pants, take off the bra, and be a man.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Here we go. Blazers up 4. 8 left in the third. In the Mile High City. Strange things have been happening at the Pepsi Can. Carver High, you know it's true. The other night, the Vegas Knights went in there like thieves in the night, and they stole that game with your boy Marc-Andre Fleury, the Flower, with the 3-zip shutout on the road up in the, you know, no altitudeville.
Big effort by the Flower last night. Shutout win for Vegas. I actually had them on the money line, plus 122. Big hit for me. One of the few winners I've had the last 2 or 3 days. But NHL's been tough on me this week, Scotty. Real tough. Been taking a beating with the hockey. Taking a beating the last few days. I had a good run, and now the last few days, just nothing is going right in the NHL for me.
Let me ask you a question about the Dallas Stars, right? I saw their losing streak, and then...
They rarely play. I mean, they've played, like, you know, 5 less games in the entire league. I mean, it's amazing.
How many games have they lost in a row? Like 7?
It's possible. They've been bad.
I mean, that's crazy, right? Isn't that kind of a crazy... That's a bad losing streak. And then I think Columbus is having problems, aren't they?
Columbus stinks. I mean, they were in a pond hockey game with Chicago tonight. Chicago's been very good. I got to tell you, they're a fun team to watch. Those Chicago games are crazy. It's just like tonight, 6-5, 5-4. They play zany games every night. I like watching the Blackhawks. I like watching the Blackhawks. They're a fun team.
You know, I used to go see them play, and I've had Kaner on the show, and I know that... Remember the story? I don't know if you remember. We were staying at the SLS. You weren't there. I think Mafia was. They were there, right? They had just won the cup. And they, what was his name? Quenneville? He took them there as a gift for winning the cup, right? He brought them to Vegas. And they stayed where we were. And we were doing the Vegas Super Bowl party. And I know that's what I was there for. And then next thing I know, here they are rolling around at this place for like 3 days. And we saw them and talked to all of them. It was pretty crazy. And, you know, I used to cover them. I used to cover them at the Chicago Stadium. Can you imagine?
Wow.
So back in the day, I was doing White Sox, Blackhawks, Sports Channel. I was... You know, talking about him every day, going to every game. That place, now that place was a barn. I got to tell you, that place with like Wayne Mesmer singing the anthem and on a Sunday night, it didn't matter who they played. They had sparklers going in the upper deck. I mean, people just absolutely pounding beer. I mean, I went to the games. I mean, I honestly went all the time, right? And I went with friends, and then I went on the job to whatever. If I wasn't working it, I was at the game anyway because that was a hot ticket. And when I went, I've just never seen anything like, seriously, the way they party. I mean, I've been everywhere. I've been to every arena in the NHL. And, I mean, they drank like absolute – like they were going to the electric chair. They drank at the Chicago Stadium. Like, I don't know about the United Center, but I know at the stadium back in the day, I'm sure they do. But listen, guys will tell you that have worked it. Darren Pang, all these guys, they'll tell you. Like, I've never seen anything like it. Like, that upper deck, it was like the fourth tier up. It was 100 rows up. The press box was up there. And on the ends of the arena, they were singing and doing the sparklers. And when you went to try to get a beer, you were 100 deep every time. And you still stood there and waited. And then you went up and got double-fisted, and you were just cranking like 24-ounce beers all night long. I mean, just cracking them and cranking them. All right, Pharrell on a bench. So they, you know what they did on ESPN? They actually, just to save you time, if you wanted to watch the highlights of the Kansas loss in overtime by 3 to Texas and Austin, 75-72, you could go. And then the first thing they show you is Wilson's late turnover in overtime proves costly. That's the video. So the poor kid, he's going to, you know, he's just getting doused nationally. It's just failure. Failure is an option. I mean, your boy was... He was going in for the game-tying layup uncontested with a beautiful power move, dribble drive. he absolutely stone-hedged the ball right off his hands out of bounds. He just completely freaked out. And that was that. And then I'm not even 10 minutes later, they're showing him ruining the game. They're showing him. That's the highlight. The highlight of the game, they have all kinds of highlights, but that's the number one highlight. The first one you see is him holding his face after he blew the game. And then he got fouled later and missed the free throw. Oh, my God. He was like, it was that guy cost me money. I do blame him, Carver High. Can we do anything to him to hurt his feelings? Is there anything we can do? No? All right. So, seriously, when I just wanted to say again, just to put a stamp on it, is that
you want to blame somebody, blame yourself.
Yeah. I've never gone anywhere where they drank more beer than the Chicago Stadium on a Sunday night. Like, it was the craziest thing ever I've ever seen, because I've gone to every arena, and I kid you not, I know I'm saying that over and over, but the point is I've called games in them. I've been there as a fan to all of them. And the bottom line is that on Sunday nights, if you ever saw, like, on, if they carried the game on whatever back in the day, ESPN or whatever it was, back in the day when they played at that old barn in Chicago where they built the United Center, as a matter of fact. And then it was the steepest climb ever, 99 steps to the top. And then when you got up there, there was this section of on both ends and along the walls, the entire length of it. And it was just absolutely filled with lunatics. I mean, filled to the gills with lunatics. And they partied like nothing I've ever seen. Like, I don't remember ever once being able to walk home clearly from that place or to the car or to the cab. Because I remember I lived in the middle of the loop, and I'd go there in a cab. And we would get in a cab, my buddies and I, after those games, and we were all kinds of sheets to the wind. Carver High, it was bad. Like, I'd have to go sleep that off and go in with a stinging hangover to work the next day.
Yeah,
it didn't matter.
I've had some
Sunday night and right into Monday, you start the week off with a terrible kick right in the groin.
Yeah, I've walked out of some arenas in pretty bad shape, so I know how those guys were feeling. I know how you were feeling. You tie one on at one of these hockey games, the beers just keep going down. I mean, they just don't stop. It's just, I yearn for that again, and hopefully it happens soon. But there's nothing like getting banged up at a hockey game. Nothing like it.
Have you ever seen that kid? Seriously, like, I think he's terrible in terms of, so far, he's not done a thing in the league, right? He's nobody. But he made the Penguins, and that's the thing about him that I was noticing tonight for the first time ever. This Sam Lafferty. Have you ever seen him play? Have you seen
Just seen him this season in a bunch of games. I've obviously watched the Penguins play the Islanders 4 or 5 times. I've watched him play the Capitals 2 or 3 times now. I've seen a bunch of Penguin games, and Lafferty has been in pretty much all of them.
Yeah, 18. He was a fourth rounder and 113th. Player selected in 2014, and he hasn't done anything. Obviously, he's played in like six. You know, he's got I guess a total of 14 points in his career. But I swear to God, tonight I'm watching this kid, and I mean to tell you, he was as fast as like Carl Hagelin. You remember how fast that guy was, and still is. The guy can still.
Yeah.
Haul ass on skates. Have you seen? You've seen him skate.
Oh, I know. It's the only thing Hagelin can do. But yes, he is one of the fastest guys in the league.
He is, but he can't do anything with it once he gets
can't
it,
do anything. He can't score. He can't do, you know, but he's fast.
But he scored goals for the Penguins when they won the Stanley Cup. So all I know is he had an empty netter. He had other goals. The guy is the fastest skater ever. This kid Lafferty, I saw him skating a couple of shifts tonight where he literally was hauling ass on the ice. And I'm like, what in God's name? Like, he was catching guys. He was 20 strides behind them in the neutral zone, and he would catch them for a puck before it was iced, right? The guy was like, he was like going 28 miles an hour. I was sitting there going like, what in God's name do they have in this kid? Because he's so fast. I couldn't believe how fast he was. Like, he was the fastest guy on the ice for both teams. And I mean, he was skating like he was high. That's how fast he was. And I was like, oh my God, this guy is lit. And then he never did anything. He just skated fast. And so obviously they have this raw speed talent on their team, but I've never seen him do anything with his hands. You know, it's not like I could watch your boy Barzal. He does something with it, right? He puts it in. The other kid just skates fast, and then he gets the puck and then turns it right back over, whatever. But I think he's got speed. Like, I haven't seen them have since they had Hagelin. Honest, like, serious speed.
No, he can move. There's no doubt about it, in motor. And sometimes, Scotty, it just takes a little bit longer to find those other parts of your game. You know, it's good to have the skating down. It takes time to get the other areas. And that's part of the reason why it's taking Lavery a little bit longer to get into the league.
Did you see Zucker got hurt tonight?
Yes, I did. I did see that.
He blew out something because he couldn't walk. They had to carry him in. And he hooked his toe, basically. He dug his toe into this other guy's skate or body, whatever, down by his skates. And next thing you knew, he jammed it in against the skate. Then it looked like he hyperextended. Like, it looked like he blew out his leg. And then he smashed into the wall too, right? It was like a bing, bang, boom type thing where it seemed like he got toe jammed, torqued, and then bashed. And the torque really hurt him. And then the bashing made it worse. So he couldn't walk. And they carried him in to the room. So Zucker's a big force on the Penguins. And now they put Aston Reese on that line in his stead the minute they carried him off the ice. Everybody was saying afterwards it was serious, his injuries. So we'll see what that turns into. But that's a guy I don't think they could really afford to lose. And the other guy I like on that team that I think is really fit in there, and I love his speed and game and the way he skates, he could fit on any team. He could fit on your team, the Islanders, is Tanev. I think that guy hauls ass and just causes trouble, and he skates with his stick out, and he's got his skates, like the tongues of them all loose. Have you seen this guy play? I think he plays the game the way I like to see guys play the game. You know what I mean? I think I wouldn't get rid of him either. I think the Zucker, Tanev, those are the best guys on that team. And, I mean, in reality, with Gensel, Rust, the guys that score goals, Kapanen had the winner tonight. He hasn't really busted out for them, but Gensel's still kind of the guy. Bluger's turning into something. He's involved in a lot. They love Aston Reese. That kid was like a Hobie Baker finalist, and they love him, and they moved him right up into that slot tonight. But that was a huge win for them. They seem like, I don't know, they're raw, but I told you, yeah, they don't win that much on the road. They win a lot at home, but they have a bunch of raw guys, and it seems like they got a little more pep in their step with, like, even their D guys, CC, Marino, those guys, Joseph Letang, they all move, and Matheson even, they all move. For defensemen, they move. They skate pretty well. So they got potential.
No, they do. And since Hextall and Burke showed up, I think they've won 6 out of 7. Since those two guys took over the team. And, you know, you talk about them going on the road, Scotty. I mean, geez, are you sick of it yet? Islanders, Penguins, 2 more games this weekend, Saturday and Sunday at the Barn, back to back. Saturday, 7 o'clock, Sunday, 5 o'clock. So two more Islander, huge Islander Penguin games this weekend.
I wish I could go. I'm sure the my guess would be that the Islanders would reverse some of the fortunes that the Penguins have had against them in these last few games. They beat them, whatever, three in a row or something. I'm sure the Islanders, to me, that bet is bet on the Islanders to return the serve at the Barn, especially that first game.
The Pens are the only team to beat the Islanders at the Coliseum so far this year. Now, the Islanders have not played a lot of games at home, but they're 5-0-1 at home. They're the only team in the entire league that has not lost in regulation at home. The Penguins beat them that night in a shootout. So 5-0-1, the Islanders are at the Barn.
So what did you think? Brown, Simmons, Harden, Randall, Levine, Vucevic, Tatum made the All-Star reserves. And then all I know is D-Book got screwed.
Yeah.
Tell me who made it from the West, and he got screwed. Everybody knows Booker should be in the All-Star game. First guy that gets injured, Booker's taking his spot.
The West was Chris Paul, Paul George, Damian Lillard, Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, Zion, and Anthony Davis. Those were the West. Now, Davis most likely is not going to play. As we know, he's injured. He's out. So that, Scotty, will most likely be the slot that D-Book maybe takes over. He'll play. He'll go in there instead of Anthony Davis, who honestly, should he have made the All-Star team anyway? Let's be fair. What's Anthony Davis done this year? Nothing. Zero.
So you think D-Book deserves it over Davis, even if he were healthy?
Yes. And the NBA All-Star, you know, only 12 guys make it. Like, it's the one All-Star game where, and they all stink, but it's the one All-Star game where there's no hacks in the game. Like, it's not like in baseball where, you know, we got to get one player from every team and, you know, we got to do, you know, there's none of that in the NBA.
Right.
There's 12 guys on each roster. Look at the names. There's no hacks. There are no hacks in this game. And that's the one cool thing about the NBA All-Star game.
Except it's against the law, basically, to go to the strip clubs when they're in Atlanta for the All-Star weekend. It's against the law to go to all the bevy of great strip clubs that they could go enjoy themselves at, which was the original plan, I'm sure. And now they're going to be watched, like, they're going to be hounded, filmed, watched, sought after. They might even do bed checks. Do you think they'll do bed checks, Carver High? You know, check your hotel room. They used to do it.
I think they will.
They do it. I've seen him do it in the NHL.
It is.
They mean business.
They shouldn't even be having the thing.
I think they should be allowed to go to the strip clubs, but not in the COVID, right? So when I was with the Thrashers, I went to a strip club one night with a player, and we got home at 5:45 in the morning, and the team bus was leaving at 8. Needless to say, both of us passed out with our suits on and covered in vomit, and got on the bus 22 minutes late with vomit in our hair, and we reeked of booze and vomit and got in all kinds of trouble. So Chris Middleton didn't make it, along with D-Book, Sabonis, the Pacers didn't make it, SGA, Gilgeous-Alexander didn't make it, Van Vliet didn't make it, Adebayo didn't make it, De'Aaron Fox didn't make it, Trey Young didn't make it.
But let's put all the Boston Celtics on the team. Let's get all the Celtics on there. They've been so good. Let's get all the Celtics in the game. I mean, honestly, it's embarrassing.
Let's put all the Celtics in, even though they're a game under 500. Let's put them in. Make sure they're happy. A good one, Denver and Portland right now. Blazers up 3, 9 minutes left. The Wizards are down 11, 8.5 left at Staples against the Clippers. What was that number again? 12.5? Something like
12
that.
12.5. But they were down 20. I mean, they were getting whacked. They were getting whacked in this game.
That number's right, teetering right on the edge of death. It's right on the number. I don't even want to know. Thank God I can watch the rest of the Portland-Denver game. See, I just want to see right now, at the very least, what your boy Dame Time's only got 13 in this game. Gary Trent's got 18, and Melo's got 19, including a couple of threes. And then the Joker's got a 35 spot. He put up a 35-er tonight. Four boards, two dimes, and there's still nine and change left, but they're down three at home. Now it's 111-102. Wizards down to the Clippers. Am I missing anything here, Carver High? The Canucks are up after 2-3-1 over the Oilers. That's the only hockey game going on. Crazy day today, right, with Tiger Woods? Absolutely crazy. It's a wild show on Coast to Coast. Another wild show here. We'll see you tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern for Coast to Coast. Godspeed to Tiger. Hope he's doing all right. Great job, Carver High. Good night.